guys, it's John with the John Olson Show, and I'm here today with a couple guests. Our first guest today is Pam Meisner, and some of you might know her as Miss Smarty Plants.
Yay!
Out at Quemacca College
Water Conservation Garden.
Thank you very much. And we also have Janice.
Hi.
Janice is here. She's a, for lack of a better term, plant nerd that really wanted to be here. So, which is a good thing. So anyway, Pam, tell me about what you do with Miss Smarty Plants and how
Well, she does a lot of things. But Miss Smarty Plants, as you can tell how I'm dressed, the biggest thing Miss Smarty Plants tries to do is inspire our youth and adults, but inspire our youth to save the earth through conservation, not just water, but through everything. And doing that, we use magic, we use music, and we use a lot of fun. And that's my teaching method of how we get kids away from screens, out into nature, exploring, touching dirt, planting things. It's very hands-on.
Very cool. Now, you have a very specific teaching style, and you've had a mentor that most people in the United States know.
I have, Mr. Rogers. I learned everything from Mr. Rogers. I had the wonderful opportunity of mentoring with him in Pittsburgh, and I took basically just learned his style of love, kindness, and magic.
Yeah, I noticed that when you're walking into the office, there's a little girl whose dad is doing some work in the office, and you stopped and probably made a big deal in her day just by giving her some attention and being positive. And
yay, good. Yeah,
it was a good thing. So I've seen you around town. I used to run the Chamber of Commerce in Santee.
Oh, and wonderful.
Involved in lots of things. And so I've seen you around and seen you interact with people. And it's always been very positive and a very cool approach.
That's great to hear.
To helping to educate not just children, adults as well.
Exactly. Yeah. With every school group, we get a lot of parents. And the parents are the ones that like go, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. We use a lot of props, and we have a string of water bottles that we use that demonstrates how much water you use in a shower in 5 minutes. And the parents' faces are like, are you kidding? Oh my gosh. And so the kids are great because they'll say, Miss Smarty Plant says you got to cut down your shower, you know. So we are changing behavior. So it's great.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about the garden that you have over there.
So the Water Conservation Garden, if you haven't been, you have to come. It is about 6 acres of just beauty. It was designed about 24 years ago to help people in East County specifically. The Otay Water District and the Helic Water District got together, and we had something called a drought. You know, have you guys ever heard of that? Well,
yeah,
really, we've never
that.
Been out of it.
Yeah.
But it was designed to help people save water in their landscape because that's really where most of your water is used. But it has turned into this wonderful wellness respite that is just this beautiful place. It has lots of trails. We have some tortoises that you can see, desert tortoises that were rescued. We have a butterfly pavilion that during butterfly season, which is coming right up in May, we stock with butterflies. You can actually come and release a butterfly at the garden. There's wellness classes. There's it's called forest bathing, where we have an instructor that comes and brings you through the garden, and you realize nature in a way that you've never ever done before. We have lots of yoga, lots of music. It's just a wonderful place to be.
It's kind of neat. It's kind of part library, part zoo exhibit, part
like a wildlife center, sort of.
Yeah.
We don't have a ton of wildlife except for the employees, and we love them. But and it's all fenced in, so it's a very safe environment. We have a lot of mom groups that come. I do a story time once a month for my little ones, and it's just fun. We read a story, and we take a tour or a walk through the garden, and then we do like a nature craft. And so it goes with everything that I believe in: literacy, kindness, arts and crafts, fun, music. We just have a fun time.
So is there a cost for admission, or how do people find out about the classes?
Yes, there is. Pre-pandemic, we were a free garden. Post-pandemic, as you know, everything kind of changed. And so, yes, there's a small fee to get into the garden. Although you can become a member for like, I think it's $50 for a family membership. And don't quote me on that because it could be a little bit more. But and it allows you into the garden. There's also a package that you can get, I think, for a few extra dollars that allows you all of the wellness classes, whether it's Tai Chi, whether it's yoga, whether it's garden bathing, all of that stuff. So there is a small fee for that. We do have a lot of scholarships. Miss Smarty Plants is heart and soul go out to all of the children from neighborhoods and socioeconomic that isn't so high. So we try to provide free field trips and free school assemblies and things like that.
That's pretty neat.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. So my wife, Gina, everyone on the podcast probably bored about hearing about my amazing wife.
Hi, Gina.
So Gina is a principal at St. Rita School.
Oh, wonderful.
And so she does everything she can to bring kids out to the East County so they can go to Oma's Pumpkin Patch and
absolutely, those kinds of
things.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's like the first time people have seen a farm animal or something that's...
I have to tell you, John, there are so many times that we have... had a scholarship or allowed schools to come, and it is their only field trip that they've ever been on. And it's amazing that children have never put their hands in the dirt. They've never planted a plant. They've never picked a plant that they could eat. It's just so amazing. We have a special program for Davila Day Deaf School, and I teach sign language, and we sign a song in every one of our classes. I teach it. To the kids. And their classroom are children with special abilities. Some of them are deaf, some of them are nonverbal, but many of them have other special abilities. And we had one gal who had an oral fixation and she just would not eat. She had a feeding tube and things like that. But throughout the year, they would come every month. We planted a salsa garden. So they planted cilantro and tomatoes and things like that. And then they got to harvest it and cut it up. It's the first time ever that she put something in her mouth.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, we took a video of it. I'm crying. The teacher's crying and all of that. So you just never know how kindness or how just making things available for people is important.
Yeah, it's kind of neat to, I've seen some of that interaction there as well. You know, I don't hang out at the garden, but I've been to several events there and it's neat to see, sorry, if you can hear that noise in the background, I'm in a working office.
Us.
Yeah. Somebody's doing some construction in the other room and we can totally hear the saw. So anyway, so we've seen some, I've seen some really neat events at the garden and how people interact. And a lot of times there are events that have nothing to do that I've been to that have nothing to do with the garden. They're just using that venue.
Yeah.
And it's neat to see people go read the signs on the plants and go walk around and look at things. And, you know, they're probably not paying attention to the speaker or the presenter at the time, but they're checking out the stuff. And it's neat to that people are actually taking the time to smell the roses on occasion.
Yeah. I love it. And you know, the garden is so beautiful. We have lots of events there and lots of weddings and lots of things like that. But, coming up May 6th, we have our big spring garden butterfly festival. That's coming up. It's a free event. We're partnering with the horticulture department at the college and the America of the Heritage Museum, which is right above. And it's just a wonderful event. Miss Smarty Plants will be having a pollinator party there. We're going to have a petting zoo. We have lots of vendors that go around, a couple of classes. So it's a really fun time.
Very cool.
And how do people sign up for that?
You don't need to sign up.
You just show up.
You can go on our website, though. We do like you to go on our website. It's thegarden.org. Thegarden.org.
How did you guys score that web address?
I know. Pretty good, right?
Wow.
Someone much smarter than me did it many years ago.
Yeah. I had to buy my name. It was quite expensive.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's kind of crazy. We also have Miss Smarty Plants too. Wow. By the
very
way.
Cool. Yeah. I noticed that it's trademarked.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So do you do visits around the community?
Absolutely. Okay. We do a lot of community visits. I do a lot of women's clubs. I've been to the Chamber of Commerce presenting. I'll be at the Del Mar or the San Diego Fair. Or whatever it's called right now. Yeah, you know, I'm showing my age. I still say Price Club.
I do too. That's the one I always use as well.
But I'll be speaking out there. We do a lot of schools, a lot of groups. It's just a lot of fun. It's just really a lot of fun because I think my method of teaching is that you just have a conversation and you don't know that you're learning, but you're learning. So it's not a talking head. It's just kind of an interaction. And, oh, my goodness, I didn't know I could write with this plant because it has the adaptation of being filled with water. And it's just kind of fun.
My husband and I, so he and I are both biology nerds.
Love it.
That was like one of the things when he and I first started dating, just like we were both in the thick of our biology classes. And I was like, did you know this about this plant? And he's like, did you know this about this bird? And I was like, that's it. We're done.
Exactly. Love at first sight.
Right.
Exactly.
And so now our family's sick of us, but apparently, you know.
Well, Miss Smarty Plants loves you.
Thank you.
Well, most of us like you.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times science. True science. People are kind of afraid of that. You know, science. Oh my gosh, it has to be so complicated. Absolutely not. Oh, just come have a science lesson with Miss Smarty Plants.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
What are the hours at the garden?
We are open every day except for Monday. We're closed on Monday and we're open 9 to 4. And then on Thursday nights, we're open until 6 o'clock. And in the summer, we have some really kind of cool little evening events. You know, the summertime in San Diego is so beautiful. And the garden has little twinkle lights in it. It's just fun. So we have things called wine and wags, where you can bring your dog, have a glass of wine, walk through the garden, just kind of visit, and little events like that all throughout. So just go to our website. We're always updating that. It's really up to date. And it's just a fun place to come.
Good deal. Well, Now, are you participating at all in Earth Day that's coming up?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So Earth Day, it used to be really big in Balboa Park. And actually, Miss Smarty Plants, I led the parade there. And, you know, it was 50,000 people and lots of vendors and things like that. Well, last year was the last year of that. So they're doing something a little different. But yes, Miss Smarty Plants is participating in a couple of initiatives. The garden has something called Tree Week. And it's all about trees, the care for trees. We're giving trees away with some of our partners. And we have some classes. And then I'm participating in many community Earth Day events.
Nice.
Yeah.
So can we learn about how to set up our yards so that we are being responsible with the water resources that we have? But
absolutely. Okay. So the garden in and of itself is about 6 acres. And what we show, almost every plant in the garden is either drought tolerant or low water use. And when you look at it, it is not a desert. It is not cactus and rock. And that's what most people think about right away. You know, oh, I don't want to look like Arizona. Right. Well, you don't have to. There are just so many beautiful plants. And it's not just the plant choice. It's when you're at the garden, you learn how to use mulch correctly. You learn how to use the correct irrigation systems. We just installed a new gray water system with the working washer and dryer to show you kind of how to do that. And what the garden does, it is for the average Joe. It's not necessarily for the professional landscaper, although they can learn a lot from it. But it's for the average homeowner to know, what can I do? Oh, I can capture about 600 gallons of water off of a 1,000 square foot roof in 1 inch of rain just by having my downspouts go into specific rain barrels or capturing systems or swales or, you know, contouring my yard and things like that. It's kind of, you walk through and you see lots of different ideas of what style you want. You know, I really like that plant and there's a name on it, or I really like this, or I really like that. And you just get a lot of ideas on how to save water, but also actually how to do it.
Very cool. Are all the plants that are in the garden, are they area natives?
No, they're not all natives. Okay. They are not all natives. And interesting enough, not all natives are drought tolerant. A little tidbit. But what we do is most people, for their landscapes, they like beauty. They like it to be a living space. They like it to be a place where they can be. And most of them are drought tolerant or low water use. Now, a lot of times, a plant doesn't become drought tolerant or low water use until it's established. Mm-hmm. So when you first plant a plant, you're giving it the most water that you ever need to give it. That's why we like people to plant in the fall and not in the end of spring and summer.
That makes sense.
In those hot months.
I have a friend that used to work for the city of Santee, and he's involved in putting the parks together. And that's a lot of what they do is spend the time and the effort to get the indigenous plants dialed in, and then they can cut back on the watering as they go, and it saves them a ton of money.
Exactly. And it's beautiful.
And a ton of maintenance.
And we say, yes. And when we say a lot of money, we mean a lot of money.
Especially in Santee, our water's not cheap here.
Yeah. Well, water isn't cheap anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's ever going to be. And we are in a water crisis. You know, I hate to use words like crisis, but we are in San Diego. We have to import water. That's our reality, right?
Yep.
So water isn't indefinite. And San Diego gets the majority of their water from the Colorado River. However, I am so excited to report that over the last 10 years, San Diego has saved 25% of their water by conservation. Well, and I just want to think that the garden and Miss Smarty plants have something to do with that.
Oh, sure. At least 24%.
Yes. Exactly. So, you know, water is precious. We never think of it that way, you know, because it's always been. But I just invite you to come to the garden and just get the feel for it and just see all the different ways. We offer so many workshops, and not just gardening workshops. We offer a lot of gardening workshops, you know, like how to prune correctly or how to save water in your landscape. And that's by contouring or creating a swale. But we also have fun classes like how to make enchiladas or tamales or cheese or artsy, crafty classes or just it's just a plethora of just goodness.
Well, it sounds like fun.
That
salsa that you guys made sounds like a good plan.
It was great. It was great. Yeah, because we planted a salsa garden. And so the kids got to harvest. They first of all planted it, cared for it, harvested it, and then got to make salsa with it.
Very cool.
Yeah. We have a lot of wonderful volunteers. So, you know, if you like being in the garden, we have a lot of volunteers that help us immensely to take care of that property. And just a little shout out to them and a shout out to all the staff at the garden. You'll never meet nicer people.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in today and sharing your enthusiasm and your...
Oh, thanks. It's so fun to be here. And I can't wait to see both of you at the garden.
I'll have to bring my
son. And Janice, bring your husband, and we will have a nerd day.
I am there for it.
Okay.
Good deal. Well, Miss Smarty Plants, thanks for coming in. It's great to see you again.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in, Janice.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, we'll see you guys at the next one.